as we end off 2025, it'll only be fitting for us to look towards 2026 together with the Vrystaat Arts Festival. It's always lovely and exciting when Festival Director Michael Garbutt joins us. Ook vandag in die atelier, Frida van Niekerk. Baie welkom.
Ach, baie dankie. Lekker om hier te wees.
Thank you, Landa.
So, applications are open for your productions for 2026. This is now theater productions, visual arts, anything happening on a stage or in an auditorium, right?
Exactly. Also, our Flicks applications are also going to open very soon. Applications are going to close on the 28th of November. So really jump to it because we've already received a strong entries. And this year, applicants will already have their final answer, whether they're in the program or not, by the 15th of December. So it's a lot of work because our program launch is going to be in March. So we want to have everyone know, okay, this is what's going to be required of them in advance. So we're trying to streamline the whole process, and application fees are very accessible. You don't need to take out mortgage on your home or anything. You just need to really follow the prompts. It's so user-friendly. You can even do the application entirely on your phone, and we are always there to help with any query you might have. The other thing for next year's program is we are focusing a lot on free state support. So we encourage our artists to really look at how you're going to, if you're not from the Free State, how are you going to actually put the Free State on the map? Or if you're a Free State artist, what is it about you that we need to have? And there are many platforms. I think people seldom think about all the other platforms when they don't get into the main festival or the Fringe program, but we have other ventures as well that's happening during the festival. We have our public arts projects. We have a ton of workshops we host. We have a lot of discourses, seminars. So apply, work with us, and if you want to be part of the festival program, I'm sure you will be.
So it really is that some of what we as the public see on the program really is actually just a small slither of everything that you do for creativity and art and culture in the Free State. And I think people often forget. They think, oh, 1 week a year and then the Free State Arts Festival's over and done with. But it really is a year-by-year, month-by-month project, and with so much going into it. You also, you used a word earlier, reimagine or reinvent. What did you say?
yes, the buzzword currently, reimagine. We are reimagining one of our core components of the festival, and that's namely the Blaarkas. Mm-hmm. So we are going, and this is harking back to the old festivals of yonder.
Don't say things like that. You can literally hear my gray hair growing.
But this is, we're going to establish a big main, proper main stage for artists to be able to perform on. It's really going to be one of those aspects where if you have your entrance into the festival terrain, you immediately have access to the main stage. There's not even going to be a paywall or anything to it. Your amount is going to see massive names on that stage, and it's really going to look good. Even the stage presentation is going to be something to admire.
We're very excited about that. I think that is good news all round. If you want to apply for any of these wonderful opportunities, you can find the Vrystaat Arts Festival on all of social media platforms, on their very accessible website. Frida, die kunsmark aansoeke is ook nou al oop. Natuurlik kan dit gaan hand in hand met alles wat 'n mens kan besigtig en dan deelneem. Mens moet smil en dan ietsie vir die keel.
Ag natuurlik, jy weet, dit is deel van die fees, is die ervaring wat jy op die feesterrein kan hê. En hoe dan nou anders as jy nou ietsie hap en jy moet bietjie ietsie kom koop. En ag ja, so die aansoeke is oop. Ons het die 3 Oktober oopgemaak. Hulle sluit eers Februarie volgende jaar, maar dit beteken nie jy moet laat slaap nie. Van ons populaire plekke is besig om vullig vol te raak. So ja, ek sou nogals vir uitstallers wat belangstel om bietjie deel te wees van 2026 aanmoedig om so gou as moontlik aansoek te doen. En ja, dit is net so maklik. Jy gaan ook op ons webtuiste en klik net daar op die mark aansoekvorm en enige moeilikhede of dinge waarmee die mens nie reg kom nie, kan hulle ons net kontak en ons help graag. Ons wil hulle graag by die fees sien. So
hierdie jaar was daar nogal 'n fokus op handgemaakte, daai tipe van produkte. Is daar 'n spesifieke fokus volgende jaar waarna jy uitsien?
Kyk, elke jaar hersien ons die resep as ek my kollega Ati Kamper mag aanhaal. Ek staan groot voete vol met saam met haar nog steeds die markte doen. Ag, ons kyk elke jaar wat het gewerk, wat het nie gewerk nie en ons probeer 'n nuwe resep en ons probeer 'n bietjie van die ou resep. Ja, ons wil nie te veel weggee nie, jy weet, so ons wil ook hê mense moet self kom kyk en ja.
So. Kyk, mense raak knorrig as daar nou nie douvel is nie. So ek sê maar net, as daar nie douvel is nie, het jy 'n groot probleem.
Ek neem kennis en ons wil dit hê nie so.
Sien, ek hoef nie die kanale te volg nie, ek het sommer die direkte spreek by. But that's what a festival is about. It's seeing and experiencing the things you love with a bit of old and a bit of new. And that's a wonderful recipe to follow. We're very excited for 2026. Michael, thank you to the work that you and the team do. And thank you for joining us today in the Artbeat. Frida, sterkte met al jou aansoeke.
Ach, baie dankie. Dit vloei in en is vir ons lekker. So.
Thank you, Yolanda. And thank you to OFM, our media partner.
Ooh, so we're very excited as well. It's always a privilege to work with the Vrystaat Arts Festival. And yeah, we'll check in with you guys early in the new year.